We're doing Hosea, and we're up to the what's called the fifth chapter, the 11th pasuk. We'll dedicate our learning of Hosea this morning to Sara Chaya Bat Yosef. The learning's been sponsored in memory of Sara Chaya Bat Yosef. We've been learning, Hosea has been talking to the Jewish people, the 10 tribes, and Hashem said, you willfully go after idol worship, and you will be persecuted for it. You're no longer being forced by your ruler to serve the idols, but now your king is Hosea ben Elah, and Hosea ben Elah permits you to go and go up to the temple, and you persistently continue in your pagan ways. And so Hashem says, I'll take you to task for it. And you, the tribes of Judah, when you see the destruction that will take hold of the 10 tribes, and you won't learn your lesson, but rather you'll try to follow suit to go in the pagan ways of the 10 tribes, then Hashem says, I will pour my wrath over you. And that's where we left off, Pasuk Yud. And now we're up to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ashuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat Ki Hoil Halach Achrei Tzav. Hashem says about Ephraim, Ephraim was oppressed by the enemy, and they were Ritzutz, they were broken, they were destroyed. Mishpat, through the punishment of the enemy. Why is it? Because Ki hoil halach achrei tzav, because they have decided to go after the will of Yeravam ben Nevat, who erected the golden calves. They are no longer forced to serve those golden calves. Their king Hosea ben Elah permits them to do as they see fit. And nonetheless, ki hoil, they have chosen halach achrei tzav, to go after the will of Yeravam, who had lived centuries beforehand when he erected those golden calves. Vanichash leEphraim vechirakav leBeit Yehuda. I will be like a moth upon Ephraim, just as a moth destroys the garments, so too I will destroy Ephraim. I will be like rot in the house of Yehuda, just as when something rots, so it quickly develops, so too I will be within the house of Yehuda. Rakav over here is a reference to the worms that go in a tree and cause it to rot. So Hashem says, just like the worm comes from within and causes it to rot, so too I will cause the house of Judah to rot. Vayar Ephraim et chol yom, v'Yehuda et mezoro. Vayelech Ephraim el Ashur, vayishlach el melech Yarev. Ephraim, they've seen, or they will see, their danger, their dire situation, and Yehuda too will see that they're in need of healing. Vayar Ephraim et cholyo, Ephraim will see their bad situation, their illness. V'Yehuda, and Yehuda will see et mizoro, their need for healing. They will see themselves wounded. Vayelech Ephraim el Ashur, and so Ephraim will go to the king of Ashur and ask them, you come help us. That's Hosea ben Elah, the last king of the 10 northern tribes, sent word to the Assyrian king, I will be your slave. Whatever you want, I'll do.
What time period?
This is the end of the first temple, where we're talking about 100 years before the destruction of the first temple, 150 years when the 10 northern tribes were exiled. So, you have in the back, over here in the back of these art scrolls, Tanakhs, you have a timeline.
Hosea
is the prophet, and there's also a king at this time named Hosea ben Elah. So,
this is in the land of Israel.
This is in the land of Israel during the period of the first temple. And
Shlomo
HaMelech was king a few centuries before this. Okay. Hosea ben Elah is king approximately the year 3200. And in the year 3338 is going to be the destruction of the first temple. So you have another 138 years that the first temple, the ten tribes will be exiled and Judah will remain. Here you have the timeline. So the ten northern tribes are, here's the timeline, and here's where we're up to. The ten northern tribes are being spoken to. Their king right now is Hoshea ben Elah. The prophet is Hoshea. And Hoshea, the prophet, he is speaking to the ten northern tribes and Yehuda. And he is testifying about how they will, he's prophesying about how they will be destroyed. They're going after idol worship. They have no justice system. They're cheating the poor of their money. And so Hashem says, I will take them to task over their immoral ways. And so, Vayar Ephraim, when Ephraim will see their dire situation, Yehuda will see that they're wounded. So what will Ephraim do? Hoshea the prophet prophesizes, Ephraim will turn to the Assyrian Empire. Vayishlach, and then Yehuda will see that he sent to, he will see that the ten northern tribes, they made a pact with the Assyrian Empire, so they will make a pact with Melech Yarev, Vehu, and that's where we're up to. Vehu, lo yuchal leopo lachem, velo yighemikem mazo. So Yehuda too, Yehuda will also try to send word to the kings of the Assyrian Empire to help them out. Melech Yarev over here is the Assyrian Empire. He's also called Melech Yarev.
What is Yarev?
I think it's another term for the king of the Assyrian Empire. Just like you had the pharaohs, so too in the Assyrian Empire they were called the Yarevs. Yarev literally means the one who fights. Now, over here, the reason he is referred to as Melech Yarev is because this king will come to fight them to pay back God's word against the Jewish people. But it seems it was also a name that was used for all the kings, just like Avimelech was the Palestinian name for king. And Malkitzedek was the name of the king of Jerusalem. Tzedek, something Tzedek, Malki Tzedek, Adoni Tzedek. We find that the kings of Jerusalem were always referred to as something to do with Tzedek. So to the Syrian kings, it seems, were always called Yarev. And the prophet says they will turn to the Assyrian Empire, each one in at their time, be it the ten northern tribes or Judah, the southern tribes, they will think that the Assyrian Empire will help them. And he will not be able to heal them. He will not be able to help them. And he won't be able to heal their wound. He won't save them from their situation, their wounded state. Ki anochi chashachal le'Ephraim v'chakefir le'Beit Yehuda ani etrof ve'eilech esa ve'ein matzil. Hashem says, you know why the Assyrian Empire will be of no avail to the Jewish people? Because I will be like a lion. My prophecy will be like a young, powerful lion against the ten northern tribes, against Judah, the southern tribes. It is I, says Hashem. I will attack them. I will devour them. I will go. I will take them like a lion takes its prey, and no one will be able to save from my hands. If I want the Jewish people to fall, no peace treaty, no pact with any nation could save them. And Hashem says, if they're being immoral, I am telling you, I will punish them. The words Shachal and Kfir are two of the ten names that a lion has. The lion has many different names. Ari, Shachal, Ariel, Aryeh. So Ari and Shachal, Anochicha Shachal, I will be like a young lion against Ephraim. V'chakafir leven vet Yehuda. And I will be like a lion that has more experience against the house of Yehuda. Ani etrof ve'elech. It is I will attack them and go. Esa, I will take them off. I will take them like a lion takes its prey. Ve'en matzil. And so none can save them. Elei chashuva el mekomi ad asher yeshmu uvikshu fahanai batzar lahem yeshacharunini. Hashem says, I will go. I will return from them. I'll return to my place in heavens. Our sages tell us that towards the destruction of the temple, the Shekhinah took 10 journeys as it ascended towards the heavens. And corresponding to those journeys, at the end of the second temple, the men of the Sanhedrin, the men of the high courts, also went through 10 exiles before the great assembly, the great Sanhedrin, not the great assembly, but the high court was finally dismantled. We have this correspondence, and the source of this is this. The Gemara in Yuma derives it from this pasuk. Elecha shuva el mekomi. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Brachos, God says, I'm going back to my place. I give you a gift. I came down to planet Earth. When you built the Mishkan, the Shekhinah came down. The Shekhinah came down to the Aron, and the Shekhinah was with us throughout the period of the first temple. And Hashem says, with this immoral behavior, Eilech Hashuva and Mekomi, I will return, I'll go back to my place up in heaven, so to speak, Ad Asher Yeshmu, until they recognize their faults, until they repent, uvikshufanai, and they seek out my face, batzar lahem, and I know that when things go bad for them, yeshacharunni, then they'll seek me out. And this is one of the gifts Hashem gave us, that even though we only come back because things are tough, even though technically it's not of our own volition, it's the difficulties that we face that make us recognize that we need Hashem in our lives, nonetheless Hashem says, I'm there for you.
Liberate.
They will seek me. No. Shocher tov is one who seeks good. Leshacher is to seek out. Let's continue. A few more pesukim. Leshacher. Shacher. Shacher is to seek out. Yeshacharunni. They will seek me out. They will seek me out in their prayer. Lechu menashuva el Adonai ki הותרף וירפאנו יח ויחבשנו. This is what they will say when they will seek me out. They will say, let us go. Let us return to Hashem. Because He is the one that gored us. He is the one that attacked us like an animal attacking prey. וירפאנו. And He will heal us. יח. He is the one that has hit us. וייחבשנו, and He could bandage us. He is the one that could heal us. So the Hashem said, when it will be difficult for them, they will seek me out. Now He's explaining, how will they seek me out? They will say, let us go and return to Hashem. They will recognize He is the one that attacked us. Very often when things happen, people say, it's the Palestinians, it's the Arabs, it's the government. We have to recognize the root of it all, Hashem is running the show. And Hashem says, when it's difficult for them, then they will seek me out and they'll say, let's return to Hashem. Yechayenu miyomayim bayom ha-shelishi yekineinu v'nichye lefanav. Hashem will give us a healing miyomayim from the two periods that have passed over us. There have been two difficulties. What are the two difficulties? The first and the second temple that were destroyed. Bayom ha-shelishi, at the third period, in the future redemption. So then yekimenu, Hashem will make us stand. V'nichye lefanav, and we will live before Him. We will again be before Him, and we know it will be eternal. V'neidea nildefa ladat et Adonai keshachar nachon motzao v'yavo chageshem lanu kemalkosh yore aretz. The people will say, V'nei de'ah, And then we will know and seek out Hashem. Neida'a, we will know. Nirdefa ladat et Hashem, we will chase to know Hashem. Keshachar nachon motza'o, just like the morning, when you see the light starting to shine, you can be certain that the sun will get stronger and stronger. Keshacha, like the early morning, nachon motza'o, that you could rest assured it's coming out. You start seeing the daybreak, you know it's only going to get better. Ve'avoch hageshem lanu, and then the good will come to us like the rain. Kemalkosh yore aretz, like the late rains that give satiation to the earth, and the earth can grow from them. Now this pasuk is very important when it comes to learning Torah. Sometimes a person's been in college, he's been in business, he has no desire to learn Torah. So we have to know that the way Torah works is v'neida'a, when you begin to know, nirdefa ladat et Hashem, then you want to chase and know more. When you know nothing, so usually the desire to learn is minuscule. The minute you start learning, the more you learn, the more you want to learn. That's why the pasuk says, "Vnei de'ah," we will know, and after we know, "Nirdefa," we will chase ladat et Hashem, to know Hashem even more. So, if a person has no desire to learn, the solution is very often just start. If you start, then the desire will develop, and Bezlachem will pick up over here next week.